is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. 9 minutes of Northern Michigan every weekday. I'm Ed Ronco. It has been a full year since the ice storm that devastated tens of millions of trees across Northern Michigan. And that includes many sugar maples. One maple syrup producer in Gaylord was among those hit especially hard. Our environment reporter, Ellie Katz, wanted to find out just how the recovery is going.
Jennifer Richard is picking her way through a web of bright blue plastic tubes in the woods. Each tube runs from a tree and carries sap away to be boiled down to maple syrup. On this cold, snowy morning, though, the trees aren't giving up their sap quite yet.
This one's got ice.
Most of the taps that Richard wedges out of her trees are still filled with ice.
Yeah, they all have ice in them.
You can really hear that echo up through the tree.
You can. That's the trick we tell the kids, too. Because you don't want to hit the tap too hard. It splits the tree. Tap till you hear that hollow sound. Then you know your tap is in all the way.
Maple season is in full swing here at Hidden Acres Sugar Bush, a business run by Richard and her husband. But it wasn't so long ago that none of this seemed possible. Everywhere she looks, Richard sees the damage left behind after last spring's ice storm.
Every tree was down, every top. I mean, if you look up, you'll see how many tops and branches are missing. Our canopy is really thin. But coming out here now and looking at it, it's a little emotional because so much went into it. And it looks great. Everything's up. Everything's parallel. Everything's where it's supposed to be. And that's amazing.
That recovery didn't come easily. The Richards spent months in the woods with tractors and chainsaws and wood chippers.
It was a massive wear and tear on ourselves, on our human body, being out here doing all that physical work constantly. I've had the nerves in my legs numbed so that I can continue to do the work.
This sugar bush had 17,000 tappable maple trees before the storm. 4,000 of those will never be tapped again. They had too much damage. So when Richard saw another ice storm in the forecast 2 weeks ago, a storm coming almost exactly 1 year later, it was traumatic. She couldn't stop checking the weather.
It was so scary to think that something like that, that was considered a once-in-a-lifetime ice storm, was going to hit us back-to-back. Had we ever once thought that this is something that could happen again, we wouldn't have struggled for the year, you know, working sun up to sun down every day to get it done. We wouldn't have done it. We would have just said, this isn't the right region for this type of job, you know, for this type of business.
This time, the sugar bush came through just fine. But Richard won't go through a winter again without worrying about the next storm. For right now, though, the Richards are busy doing what they want to do most, making maple syrup. A year ago, they didn't know if that would be possible.
We are going to definitely fall significantly short of our averages for the season. But that's okay. It'll be a season. It's better than none.
Richard snowshoes over to another tree. She twists the tap out to see whether it's still frozen.
There's the vacuum. And that's what's sucking the sap out of the tree. So once the sap starts to flow, which the tree's not awake yet, she's still frozen. But as she thaws, that'll suck it all the way down here, down the 1 inch, down the conductor, and into the back of the barn.
We walk a little more. And then Richard sees something out of the corner of her eye.
Oh, look. It's moving.
Sap's moving?
Yep. Watch those bubbles. Hold on.
There's a small trickle as the first little bit of sap starts to move through the tube. Sap that tomorrow will be boiled down into the next barrel of maple syrup.
That feels like kind of magical timing.
Yeah, that's pretty good timing.
For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.
If you remember from last year, it wasn't just the trees that were damaged, of course. Utility poles snapped across the entire region. People were in the dark for days and days. Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op took out $150 million in emergency loans to rebuild nearly their entire grid.
The principal balance of $150 million still remains today, just like it did after the ice storm. And we've already predetermined that any dollars from the FEMA process would go directly to reducing that emergency line of credit.
That is Alan Berg, the president and CEO of the Presque Isle Co-op. And they might get that money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency after all. President Trump recently reversed FEMA's decision to deny the state's request for money to help utilities. Berg at Presque Isle says the chance to apply for federal funding is going to be a big help, but will only cover about 75% of the co-op's eligible damages. Right now, members are paying an extra $20 per month to pay down interest on the co-op's debt. And Berg says that is not expected to change anytime soon. Okay, let's look at some other Northern Michigan stories this morning. Traverse City's Cherry Capital Airport says it is fully staffed by TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. That's according to the airport's CEO, speaking to the Record Eagle amid a partial government shutdown and as passenger volumes begin to swell here with the onset of warmer weather. Authorities believe propane was the cause of a deadly house explosion near East Jordan. Fire officials told Up North Live that the official cause is still pending while the investigation continues, but that propane is the suspected reason for the blast. One person was killed and two others were injured. Expect some lane closures along US 31 next week near Keith J. Charter's Traverse City State Park. Crews are installing a new traffic signal starting on Monday at the new entrance to the park. The work will take a couple weeks and will result in intermittent single lane closures. There might also be some sidewalk restrictions. Finally today, something trivial.
Our winner with 29 points is the High Hoops.
Congrats to the High Hoops who won the Pints North Great Lakes Trivia Challenge last night in front of an effervescent crowd, let's say, at the Shorts Pull Barn in Elk Rapids. There was also a live kestrel in the audience, a bird from the Skagamog Raptor Center, not something you see every day. Raptors at trivia. The Pints North Tour is winding down with just two more stops left. They'll be at Sheboygan Brewing Company on April 9th, and then the finale will be at Farm Club just outside of Traverse City on April 20th. Come on out. It is a really good time. Even if you don't know anything about the Great Lakes, there are raffles and prizes and all kinds of Pints North swag. And of course, you can meet our fantastic Pints North team. And who knows? Maybe a bird of prey as well. And that is the Up North Lowdown for this Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is Interlochen Public Radio.